Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Philip Tunnicliffe. In the world of ecology, there is very little as disruptive to an ecosystem as an invasive species. While every animal and insect has its place in the world, taking them to a new habitat can have dire consequences for the existing inhabitants. Without natural predators in the new space, an invasive species could grow unchecked and use up the resources the existing animals may need. Other more human concerns are when invasive species pose a danger to food supplies, communities, or infrastructure. One recent example of invasives impacting a community is the emerald ash borer. This insect has been devastating ash trees since its arrival in the area. It is very costly to treat and will eventually lead to the death of almost all ash trees in the Quad Cities. But it doesn't have to be an insect. One of the most well-documented invasive species is the zebra mussel, which has been impacting native ecosystems since the 1980s. This animal damages food sources, kills native species, and damages water infrastructure. Because of the dangerous effects invasive species have on native plants and animals, there are many people who try to track and control the spread of invasives throughout the country. One such person is Jeremiah Haas, a fish biologist from Exelon Nuclear in Cordova. Jeremiah works with their fish hatcheries and also keeps tabs on the spread of invasive fish throughout our waterways. Next week, he will be giving a talk on 4 invasive species in our rivers and streams, as well as covering general information on the state of our riverway ecosystems. This talk, on August 25th and 27th, will be the last official Channel Cat talk for the 2020 season. Titled Asian Carp, it will discuss the spread of invasive carp and other water invasives, while also leaving time for general riverway questions and discussion of aquatic wildlife. The Asian Carp Channel Cat Talk will be $15 and leave from the Riverbend Commons dock at 9 a.m. Walk-ons welcome. Additionally, the Channel Cat's regular taxi service will also be ending Labor Day, September 7th, though weekend rides will continue through mid-October, weather permitting.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.